Ulrich bounced a rock on his palm, feeling the uneven weight. It wouldn't fly true, but the stone was smooth and it was the one he had. He spit on it and worked the moisture over the surface, rubbing away some of the dust that drifted constantly from the grain bins behind him. Gripping the stone tight, he waited. Back in the trees, 20 paces away, he saw a flicker of motion, and he whipped his arm, sending the stone spinning into the brush where it cracked against a tree trunk. There was a flurry of light, like he'd tossed a log on the embers of a fire. Sprites swarmed furiously, zipping around in stilted, erratic patterns. He'd irritated them, but after several moments of frantic activity, they drifted back into the cover of the bushes, and all motion stopped. He sighed.
"You hit one?" asked his friend, Jamie.
"Nah, that was a tree,"
Jamie grunted. He scratched his head, his fingers getting lost in his thick curls of auburn hair. His nose was tilted up like he was trying to smell the sprites. He narrowed his eyes, looking suspiciously at the wall of vegetation.
"You see 'em?" asked Ulrich.
"I think so, maybe."
Ulrich glanced back behind them at the ranks of grain bins and the hulking brewery on the other side of the bins.
"My pa will strap our hides if he thinks we called those things here,"
worried Jamie.
"It's not good, Ulrich. They're already playing their little tricks. Johann's pants fell down yesterday when he was stirring the mash. My pa thought it was hilarious. He was laughing so hard when he told my ma that he had tears in his eyes. How long till he realizes what did that? How long till he starts wondering how they got there?"
Ulrich reached over and shoved the other boy's shoulder.
"You did call them here, Jamie. What if you just told your pa? You were trying to do the right thing, weren't you? He'd understand if you told him the truth."
Jamie flushed, his cheeks matching his hair, his freckles disappearing in the rosy glow. His lips pressed into a pout that would have been cute on a girl, but earned him grief from the other boys in Hof. It didn't help that Jamie seemed to do an unusual amount of pouting for a boy his age.
"My pal'll strap me if I tell him."
Ulrich shrugged.
"Aye, you might take a beating, but then it'd be over, and you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore."
Jamie stared morosely out at the forest, like he wondered if the sprites were still flitting about, mocking him. Aside from the occasional strapping, which in truth he deserved more often than he didn't, Jamie had it good. Most of them in Hof did. Roofs over their heads, food in the larder, enough friends and rivals in the village to keep them occupied. Girls? That was a new one, the last couple of years. Not that there hadn't been girls before, just none of the boys wanted much to do with him. Now that was all the boys wanted. Ulrich had kissed one of them a couple of times, Gisela, the milkmaid's daughter. Her family didn't have much, so Ulrich hadn't told his pa, though he suspected the old man had heard. The other boys in the village weren't quiet when they were teasing. It was jealousy, mostly. Gisela's family might not have much, but she had skin as pale as the milk her ma sold, and hair the color of butter and soft as flax. She had breasts, too, which some of the younger girls didn't have yet. But most of all, she had an intelligent twinkle in her eyes that Ulrich couldn't stay away from. He liked talking to her even before she'd gotten breasts, and he believed that was the only reason he was the one she let kiss her. Half the girls in Hof were as dull as the cows that waddled about the fields south of the village. Almost all of the boys were. Ulrich sighed and glanced at Jamie out of the corner of his eye. Jamie still had the pout on his lips. He wasn't as dull as a cow, exactly, but he managed to get his head stuck in the fence often enough.
"You can see him, Ulrich. You have the face sight,"
said the boy, gesturing toward the trees where the sprites were hiding.
"Think you can talk to him? Get him to go somewhere else. I can't take another strapping from my pa. I'm getting too old for that."
"Trying to talk to them is what got you here in the first place," reminded Ulrich.
He shook his head. Jamie had gotten too old for a strapping years ago, but he didn't seem to learn otherwise.
"What are the sprites doing now?"
"Nothing,"
replied Ulrich, watching the edge of the wood. The sprites weren't doing nothing, but they weren't doing much. Every now and then he could see one of their little lights flicker back in the shadows. They were buzzing around in the cover like midges, waiting for some fool to come walking by. If you got close enough, they would all come out swarming and pester whatever victim they could find, but they wouldn't venture far from cover while you had your eyes on them. How they could tell he was watching them, he didn't know. Most in Hof couldn't see the tiny fae, but Ulrich could. It was the fae's sight,